Grace to all of you and peace from God our Father, our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit who is active here in our midst this evening. Amen. When Adam and Eve were kicked out of the garden, they felt this way. When Moses and the Israelites ran up against the Red Sea while they were being chased by Pharaoh's chariots chasing after them, they felt this way. When the Israelites were in the wilderness for 40 years, they felt this way. And when they could not take more than just a day's worth of manna, they felt this way too. When they came up against the impenetrable walls of Jericho, they must have felt this way. And when the temple was destroyed and they were taken into exile, they would have felt this way too. Helpless, hopeless, powerless, limited, incapable, defeated. When Mary found out that she was pregnant and Joseph was planning on divorcing her, she probably felt this way. And when the disciples didn't have enough food to feed 5,000 people, they felt this way too. When a woman had been bleeding for 12 years, when a father had a son oppressed by demons, they both felt this way. When Martha and Mary buried their brother Lazarus, they felt this way too. When Saul was struck with blindness, he surely felt this way. And when the newly named Paul was imprisoned for his faith, he felt this way too. Helpless, hopeless, powerless, limited, incapable, defeated. When Jesus was arrested in the garden, when Peter heard the rooster crow for that third time, when they saw the guards scourging Jesus, his disciples must have felt this way. When Jesus' hands were nailed into the cross, when they saw him take his last breath, when they buried him and then blocked the opening of the tomb with a stone, the disciples had to have felt this way. Helpless, hopeless, powerless, limited, incapable, defeated. Psalm 46 says, "Cease striving and know that I am God." In a daily devotional by Pastor Chuck Swindoll from March 10th, 2018, he wrote this. The command, "cease striving," comes from the Hebrew imperative verb meaning sink down, let drop, relax. Most people quote this verse in a soothing, reassuring tone, like a serene invitation to enjoy the fellowship of God. In fact, it is a rebuke. God has called you to cease striving, to end the perpetual frenetic grind to overcome difficulties that are too big for you. In the final analysis, it is the Lord's job to provide the victory over every one of your weaknesses. He can handle whatever is needed. Our striving will never do it. When we hear the words, "you have cancer," when we hold our loved ones' hands as they die, when we lose a job or get a divorce, when our loved ones are in pain, we feel this way. Hopeless, helpless, powerless, limited, incapable, defeated. We come to the end of ourselves. We experience the death of our hopes, our dreams, and our plans. We don't just stop striving. Many of us sink down into depression. We let drop our most important responsibilities, we relax into bad habits. However, there is another way. Because Jesus rose from the dead, you still might feel this way. Because Jesus forgives your sins, you still might feel this way. Because you are baptized in Christ Jesus, though, you have faith in Jesus Christ. So you may feel helpless, but God is your helper. You may feel hopeless, but your hope is in the Lord. You may feel powerless, but God is still powerful. You may feel limited, but God is just beginning to do his work. You may feel incapable, but God can do all things. You may feel defeated, but the victory rests in God alone. Good Friday is called good because it set the stage for God to do the work that only he can do. And it's good news for all of us. It's God's job to provide victory over sin, death, and the devil. It's our job to trust him completely, even when we feel helpless and hopeless and powerless, limited, incapable, and defeated. Only he can save us. Only he can raise Jesus, or could raise Jesus from the dead. And only he can raise you up as well. So when you come to the end, when you are helpless, hopeless, and powerless, limited, incapable, and defeated, when you can't go any farther, look to God to do what you cannot do, that which you were never meant to do, because that's where our faith begins. Amen.